Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
Bathrooms are just the beginning into the look of the future. What is ultimately the agenda and where is this going? I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Matt Barber, the founder of barbedwire.com, and Holly Mead, the director of communications for Liberty Counsel. This agenda, the so-called bathroom bills that you're seeing having men use women's facilities, is just the beginning of the tip of the iceberg. The ultimate agenda is to abolish, if you can get your mind around this, the concept of male and female, the concept that there are binary divides between male and female. There is a biology that's male, and there's a biology and physiology that's female. The ultimate agenda is to abolish that so that there are no parameters regarding sexual human behavior, and that God himself, the creator of male and female, is abolished.
They call it the heterobinary structure, though, you know, it's the patriarchy. We have to get rid of this, quote, heterosexist. They call it heterosexist, heterobinary structure. It's so much quackery and psychobabble, so little time to deal with here. I mean, it is utterly absurd. They want to create this imagine this androgynous society where they're really, it's totally fluid. There is really no male and female. And so what does this ultimately boil down to, Matt? Very clearly, this is an attack on God. This is rebellion against God's design for humanity. God's natural design, in the beginning, he created the male and female. And so this is a demonic attack. This is rooted in spiritual warfare. And we know who, you know, the father of lies himself hates God. He hates mankind probably as much as he hates God, because mankind is God's beloved. I mean, mankind is God's
created in his image.
And created in his image and likeness. So this is an attack on God through man by trying to undermine God's very design for humanity.
I mean, I'm female, you're male, it's very obvious. So are we in such a deep rebellion that we just want to say, I'm going to eliminate our gender?
Well, I think when you want to climb on the podium that is only reserved for our creator and become the creator and recreate the creation, then it's the rebellion that you're seeing. You know, Ricky Wilchins, this person has undergone a so-called sex change surgery. Let me put a footnote here. You cannot change your sex by plastic surgery or hormones. You're still male or female. You can change how you look through plastic surgery. You can change certain characteristics through hormones, but you're still male or female. But this individual went through the so-called surgery, is a far-left social change activist, wrote in the gay publication called The Advocate this. The title of the article makes the point succinctly. And the title of the article that Ricky Wilchins wrote says, quote, "We'll win the bathroom battle when the binary burns." Now, what's Ricky talking about? Talking about eliminating the concept of binary male and female. Now, we had a case years ago called the Canteras versus Canteras case. And a judge issued this bizarre opinion saying that sex of male and female is an outdated, stereotypic 19th century concept that ought to be abolished, that it is solely a product of your mind. He kind of gave an illustration of you have an assembly line of Chevys, and for everybody that's a Chevy, you put in a Chevy engine, no problem. But once in a while, sometimes accidentally, they put in a Ford engine. So what do? You have to change the body to match the engine. And so what he said was, generally, male and male go into the same body, but once in a while there's a boo-boo and...
like God went, oops, I'm sorry.
And you implant a female brain into a male body. Well, you got to go through plastic surgery and hormones to make it different. Well, how do you deal with anorexia bulimia? You got somebody in their mind who's fat, but their body says they're skinny. What do you do? Do you work on the mental behavior modification, counseling? Or do you give them liposuction to satisfy their mental disorder?
Right.
Obviously, you work on the mental problem.
But transgenderism is saying, is presuming that, say, a man is trapped, quote unquote, inside a woman's body. So the only way you're really trapped is more in your mind, emotionally.
Well, there's a, when we were doing the Kent Terrace case, there is a mental disorder called apotemnophilia. Now, what is that? Apotemnophilia is a person that wants to have sexual relations with somebody who is disabled and or thinks that they are a disabled person inhabiting an abled body. Now, how do you get your mind around that? That's somebody who thinks they're not supposed to have an arm or a leg or a finger, for example, but they actually have an arm, a leg, or a finger. But in their mind, they think that they shouldn't have it. There's actually a case in which someone in California went down to Mexico, got a leg amputated because in his mind, he was a disabled person inhabiting an abled body. He had to get rid of that limb. If you do research on it, it's out there. And what do these people say? We're no different than the people who are transgenders, who think they are a male trapped in a female body. It's the same thing. You know what, people? It's all the same thing. You're right. Yeah. It is a mental disorder.
Does he feel like he's not worthy of having a leg? Or what's the deal?
I'm telling you, it's called apotemnophilia. It is a recognized diagnosis of someone who thinks they are a disabled person inhabiting an abled body, and they want to get rid of that limb or that digit that they think they should not have.
Sounds like some serious
issues. It's the same,
issues.
Essentially, the same mental disorder as transgenderism, as people who are suffering from gender identity disorder, as it used to be called, or gender dysphoria, as they now call it. The APA has even still acknowledges that it's a mental disorder, and so it just manifests itself in a different way. Rather than, you know, the male who thinks he's a woman trapped in a man's body and thinks that he needs to go have a perfectly healthy organ, bodily appendage removed, the person who suffers from believing that they are a disabled body trapped in an able body, they go have a different appendage removed.
Yeah, I mean,
it's the same thing.
Yeah. So it's hard for you to put your mind around somebody who thinks that they are disabled, but they are trapped in an abled body. They think they shouldn't have an arm, therefore they want to remove the arm. That's a real mental diagnosis. It's a real mental sickness. But you have the same thing with these people who say, I am born biologically female, but I should be male. So what am I going to do? I'm going to remove certain body parts. I'm going to have a total mastectomy. Or vice versa, if you're a male and you want to be female, other body parts are removed. It's no different than someone who wants to have the arm, the finger, the digit, the foot removed because they think that they are in the wrong body. Now, what do you do with those people? Do you amputate the arm, the finger, the foot? No. You deal with the mental problem. Do you give liposuction to an anorexic? No. You deal with the mental problem. So why are we trying to wrap these laws around someone who's got mental problems thinking that they are a male or female trapped in the opposite body?
It's worse because with the transgender thing, the society is accepting it, and they're pumping children full of dangerous hormones. Children as young as 10 years old in some places can actually be sterilized. They sterilize them for the rest of their life, remove perfectly healthy organs, breasts, and so forth. So it is absolute child abuse under the guise of political correctness.
Yeah, what we're seeing right now are people who are giving their children hormone blocking medication. So if you're male, they give you medication to block the production of testosterone. What does that do? It permanently sterilizes that male and or that female for the rest of their lives, even though they're young and they don't have any idea of what's happening to them. Rather than placate that mental problem or the social pressure, we need to deal with the mental issue and not try to wrap the physical around a mental disorder. This agenda is intolerant. The bathroom so-called bills, these things that allow people to choose whatever facility they want to go to, is just the tip of the iceberg. It goes all the way back to After the Ball by Kirk and Madsen in 1980 and back all the way to Alfred Kinsey, who ultimately wanted to abolish any notion of moral right and wrong, any notion of marriage Why? Because he wanted to abolish Judeo-Christianity, and ultimately he wanted to abolish the concept of God, the creator of you and I in his image, male and female. This is an attack on ultimate objective reality, but ultimately it's an attack on God himself. For more information, visit lc.org. Stand with us as we're standing in the gap on these critical, most important issues. Visit lc.org for more information and for financial contributions.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. The website is lc.org. Become an active partner with Liberty Counsel and make a difference in your community and across the nation.